Welcome to The Human Way, where today we say yes. I share the results of an experiment where it was a full-fledged yes day. No was not an option, and what we can learn by doing that, both in work and in our personal lives. I also bring on some special guests at the end that I think you're going to want to hear from, so let's get into it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Human Way. I'm your host, Matt Havens, and I'm excited because today we're doing something a little different. You're getting what I'm going to call the two-for-one special. We're going to start off here with just a little conversation, and then I'm actually going to share with you something that I pre-recorded. It's about 11 minutes, and that is something that was done earlier this week, but there's a backstory to that. So let me explain kind of what's going on here. Last week was spring break, and so I did my absolute best to do what I try to do a couple times a year, which is just unplug from everything, you know, try to put the phone down, try to not worry about emails, try to not necessarily worry about making sure I'm putting social media posts out there, like all those things that come with what I do and just life, and just focus on family, spend time with my family, enjoy spring break. And so that's what we did. And during our spring break, we had some lifelong friends that traveled from out of state to come and stay with us for a couple of days, soak up a little bit of the heat that we have here in Dallas. And it was a great time. It was a great time, not just to be around friends and family, but it was also sort of a little bit, admittedly, it was great to start to feel like we're getting back to normal activities again. And seeing friends and family and vacationing and those types of things. Now, I try to be really careful with not overusing some of the terms that we're saying now these days. We're saying things like, oh, what's this new normal? And let's get back to the old days. And, you know, I don't really believe in that. And what I mean by that is there is no new normal, because regardless of COVID, regardless of what we've all experienced in the last year, even before that, every year was new. There's new technologies. There's new advancements in every walk of life. So every year is different. Like, I don't really subscribe to this idea that just because COVID, there's a new normal. We are definitely doing things differently, but we've been doing things differently our entire lives. So I try not to get too caught up in that a little bit, but I do have to recognize that one of the things that felt like normal was just getting to see people again. In this situation, the family that came to visit, they're fully vaccinated. I personally have been through it. My wife somehow has avoided it. We're not exactly sure how. But so there's just a little bit more comfort in kind of in being together and spending time together. So that felt good. That's how I draw my energy. I draw my energy from other people, from spending time, from conversation, from playing games with friends, with the kids. And so it was an absolutely great, great week, great time, soaking up friends and family. And, but with part of that, so I have two kids, they're 7 years old, they're twins. You've probably heard about them or seen them, because I talk about them a lot. And then this other couple, they have three kids as well. We had a third grader, kindergarten, and then a two or three-year-old. And so, it's a lot of people running through the house. That's a lot of noise. That's a lot of playing games. That's a lot of just chaos. And the parents, we decided to do something one of these days that I'm hearing more and more about, but if you're not a parent, or maybe you're not paying it, fully paying attention, then you might not have heard of this before, but we decided as parents that we were going to do a yes day. And if you don't know what a yes day is, it is absolutely amazing. A yes day is a day where the parents have to say yes to the kids. Because again, if you're a parent, you're going to understand this. Certainly something I experience is when you're a parent, the majority of your day is spent saying no to things. No, like, don't jump on the couch. No, you can't have straight sugar for every meal. No, you cannot play leapfrog over your brother or sister with knives in your hand. It's just a bad idea. And so you have to say no a lot. And so you get this repetitive nature of no, 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 no. And so a yes day is intended to change that around. It's to say yes more. It's to, get the kids accustomed to hearing yes. And, there's excitement in that. And so we did a yes day, and it was absolutely fabulous. Now, the kids certainly did things that I would not recommend doing on an everyday basis. You know, they certainly wanted more bad foods and candy and sugar and things like that than I would normally suggest on a daily basis. But so many of the things that the kids wanted ended up being very, very small things that, frankly, we don't even need to be saying no to. You know, there was things on their list like they wanted to have a fashion show. They wanted to have a dance party. They wanted to play games. We have this game that we were playing, and you'll hear about this in a little bit. I forget the name of it, but it's one of those things where you put something in your mouth that you have like at the dentist, where it opens your mouth up and you can barely talk and you try to say phrases. And, you know, it's hilarious watching people trying to sound out B's or C's or P's. And so, you know, they wanted to do things like that, which, man, it doesn't cost money. It takes a little bit of time. It's easy to do. And so we had a full yes day. It was a blast. But the point of me bringing this up is because I really thought about how as adults, in work, in life, in our relationships, we start to fall into this trap of just finding the no. Finding ways to say no when maybe yes is the right way to go. And I, you know, I can think so often about my time in corporate America, you know, meetings, discussing new ideas, proposals, performance conversations, whatever it may be. And it's, we fall into this trap of trying to find a way to say no. And we mask it in ways of thinking about the risks associated with those decisions, or, you know, thinking about maybe the negative consequences or the social media backlash that we might get for posting something or for saying something. And I think we have to get out of that a little bit. I think we have to take more ownership of saying yes. I had on a guest, his name is Jim Kelly. He's the VP of Fern Expo, which you'll probably see here in next episode or two that I drop, where he said something as we were getting ready to meet that I just absolutely love. And he said that he wants to be for something, not against something. And, you know, that really kind of resonated with me, this idea of being for things instead of trying to be against something. And I think that's where a little bit of this sort of like yes, no idea, you know, comes in. When you're saying yes every day, you're really being for something instead of being against something by saying no. And I was just also reminded that, like I said a little bit earlier, you know, sometimes we're saying yes to things that are extremely small and easy to do. And if we kind of just try to get out of this habit of falling into no, then we might realize that some of the things that we're not even paying attention to, not intentionally saying no to something, but when we become more open to this idea of yes, it can really like unlock some pretty cool doors. We had an amazing day with the yes day. We did a ton of things. And so what I would like to challenge anybody who's listening or watching to do is to commit to sometime in the next week, commit to having a yes day. And I don't mean you have to have a yes day with your kids. That's certainly one route that you may choose. But you could have a yes day for your spouse. You could have a yes day for the team you work with. You could have a yes day for the people you lead. You could have a yes day for the people in your community, for the people that you mentor or coach, whatever it may be. But this yes day, where when provided with a situation where you have to choose, I want your choice to be yes, and to go do it, and to soak up that experience, and to figure out like how sort of that getting out of the habit makes you feel, how it makes you feel to say yes. Because I'll tell you, for me, it was very refreshing to constantly be saying yes. It's happy. It's joyful. And again, more often times than not, the consequences that may come from saying yes aren't going to be bad. In fact, I'd argue they're probably going to be better than saying no more times than not. So please commit to a yes day sometime the next week. And then let me know how it goes for you. How did it feel? How did it feel for the people who were on the other side of those yeses? And tell me what it did for you. Because I know for me, it's definitely just a good sort of a snap back into reality that it's okay to say yes more, and it's a ton more fun. So that's what I'm going to ask for you all to do. Now, as part of that, as we get into the second part of this podcast, is what you're going to see is one of the yeses that we had to say, that we said that day, was the kids really wanted to record a podcast. And I had no other option but to say yes. So I am going to air the completely unedited 11-minute version of the Pot of the Kids podcast, where we talked about what adults can learn from kids. And, you know, I think you're going to enjoy it. Now, that said, I'll, you know, just preface this a little bit, right? All the parents agreed that it's okay for the kids to be on the pod and that we can publish this on the interwebs. But I think it's also, I'm going to be using it for blackmail. I'm going to be real about that because my daughters are 7. They're in it. You'll see it. And you also notice that they're probably a little bit more hesitant in this video. If you know my family at all, if you know my kids are the loudest, perhaps most active children in America. I am convinced of that. And so to see them be a little quiet on the podcast was interesting. So I'll use this if I have to when I start dating or something like that. But I hope you enjoy. If you don't want to listen to some kids sort of ramble on a podcast, I certainly get that. You can still commit to doing a yes day. But without further ado, the 11-minute version of the kids podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading and continuing to be a part of the Human Way. I thank you so much. And here we go. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Human Way. I'm your host, Matt Havens, and today I'm excited because we probably have the most special guests in all of the world and certainly of this podcast. We have the Havens and Rudisil kids. Yes, everybody, give yourself a round of applause. Woo, 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 woo! They're still confused right now, but I'll have them make some introductions here in a second, but the point of this podcast is because I was fascinated today. We have some friends visiting for spring break, and we went out for lunch at an outdoor place here in Texas so the kids could play around a little bit while we ate. And what I was fascinated about was how, no matter what, when you have children who are playing with each other, they've never met somebody before, you go to a playground and all the kids instantly become friends. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter that they've never met this person. They're friendly, and they end up playing games, they're running around doing those types of things. So I figured it was only the right thing to do was to actually talk, hear it from the mouths of babes, and learn how children can do that, but yet as adults, we sometimes forget that. So Addison is the oldest of this group. Addison, tell everybody your name, where you're from, what grade you're in, and your favorite subject.
My name is Addison Rudisil. I am from Bloomington, Illinois. I am in third grade.
Woo woo.
And my favorite subject is math.
Oh, I love math. Math's a good one for you kids out there. Start listening and paying attention to that one. But Addison, in particular, why are kids so good at making friends?
I believe that kids are so good at making friends when they're younger because they don't really mind what they look like or what they're wearing. They just
want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just down with playing with somebody who's a good time and who's nice to you, right?
Yep.
What about you, Ryan? Ryan, tell everybody who you are and how come you guys are so good at making friends?
My name is Ryan Rudisil and I live in Bloomington, Illinois, and I am in kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Whoop whoop. Why are you so good at making friends?
I see them, and then, if they're, like, lonely and they have no friends, you could go over and play with them, and then you can make friends with them.
That's amazing. Ryan, have you ever thought about the last email you sent to that person and how it made them feel, and therefore you decide to stop talking to them? No. No, you've never done that, right? Because what you just said was very intentional and purposeful. I mean, if you see somebody that's lonely, go help them out. Go be their friend, right? Why can't we do that as adults? Love that. It's beautiful. Now, my two here in the back, if you're watching the video, you can see, you know, whoop, whoop, which one is it? We're not sure because they're twins. But this one looks to be like Avery. Am I right? Avery, tell everybody who you are, something about you, and why are kids so good at being friends with everybody?
My name is Avery Havens, and I live in Texas, and my favorite subject is math.
I love math, too.
And
why are kids so good at being friends with every other kid?
Because I think older people can make friends, and little kids can make friends, because older people, they I see lots of people be in groups that that are older than me, and I also see little kids, and they're always playing, and especially Austin and some other people that I know that like to play along.
They like to play along. But like, why? You could see somebody that you've never met and you'd want to go play with them, right?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because they look nice, and I like to play with them because I just sometimes like to be nice and ask them if I really want to be their friend.
Yeah.
And I start becoming their friend.
That's one of the things
and
I love.
And we start to like a lot like each other.
Yeah. That's what I love. It's like sometimes you go talk to friends, kids, and they have met somebody at the park, and now they're the best friends forever. They just met 5 minutes ago, but they're not best friends. Emerson, you're the fourth one of this group.
My name is Emerson. I'm in...
Come a little closer. Come a little closer.
I'm in first grade, and my favorite subject is science. And
what do you like about science the most? You're our first science person here.
Science experiments.
Oh, you like experiments.
We're starting to do that in school, and it's really fun.
So sometimes with your experiment, does it not work right the right way, or does it always work?
It always works.
It always works every time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every time.
I completely ruined the point that I was going to make about sometimes having failure. But you know, continue. I'm sorry.
And kids are really good at making friends because a lot of kids are very nice. Some kids, maybe, you know, like, all of them, like, a lot of them, are really kind.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Kids are very kind. So, what makes you be best friends with somebody? Like, what sort of qualities do you like in somebody that you're going to be friends with? Ryan, what do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know what the people that you hang out with, why you hang out with them?
I hang out with them because they're nice, and, like, we know them really well.
Yeah. Okay. So you know them, you've spent some time with them, and they're nice. What about you, Addison? What do you think?
I, like, my friends that I have right now are very kind. I would like for my friends to be a lot... I would like for them to be willing to do other things.
Ooh, try some stuff, right?
To do new things.
Yeah. That's a great quality. I like that quality in a person. What about you two over here that are jumping around in the back? Avery, what are some of the things that you look for in a friend or that you like about your friends?
So, lots of my friends are
you
like...
You need to come closer, sweetie.
Avery, Addison, and Ryan, and lots of my friends, like my sister, they're very kind because they like to share with me, and my sister likes to share a lot of things when I'm sad that I really want to play with, and Addison and Ryan, they make me laugh, and they also share with lots of things too.
So I heard sharing, kindness, making you laugh, you're having a good time. Anything else to add, Emerson? What do you think?
One of my friends, her name is Molly, mm-hmm. and I used to play with her a lot, mm-hmm. but she's been out of like town, or we couldn't like get her and we couldn't have a play date.
Yeah, that has happened.
But
sorry,
we used
everybody
to play
that's listening,
with her,
that has happened.
We used to play with her a bunch. And she's one of my favorite friends.
She's a sweet girl.
And she's very kind.
So again, kindness, sharing. Laughter, having fun
yeah,
with each other,
she
right?
Makes me laugh so much.
See, that's what it's about. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. So, as these adults, and we're always worried about other things, we're worried about our career, what we're doing. We're worried about life, the kids, all those things. It just comes down to be kind, be nice, share your things. You know, if somebody comes up to you and needs somebody to talk to, go talk to them. Be a good human. So as we wrap up this episode of the Human Way podcast, kids, I want to hear from y'all. So the listeners that you're listening to, they're probably all old people like me. They got the gray hair. It's coming in. And, you know, sometimes we forget what it's like to be a kid. So if I ask you, what is it like to be a kid, and how can, as an adult, how can I be more like a kid? What would you say? What does it mean to be a kid, Ryan?
It means, like, you're tinier and, like, adults are bigger.
You're tinier and also bigger. Can you hear that? Yes, exactly. Right on, Ryan. What about you, Addison?
I believe that kids, you can be more like a kid if you... I think that kids are more... They just don't care what they're doing. Like, they're just...
They're ready
more,
to explore.
They're rolling with the punches, yeah.
Rolling with the punches. I like that. More adults need to roll with the punches, don't you agree?
Yeah.
We just had a yes day here, and it's really fun when you just roll with the punches. Mm-hmm. All right, Avery, what is the best part about being a kid, and what can adults learn from kids?
So adults can learn from kids that sometimes kids are smarter than adults, because one time when I was actually right and they were wrong.
There was one time that you were right and we
sometimes
were wrong.
Sometimes adults can be crazy.
They can be a little wild. You're right. Okay. Emerson, last one. What do you think? What's it like to be a kid, and what can we learn from y'all?
I think that you can learn to play more.
To play more.
Kids, they like to have fun, and they want to play. They ask their parents all the time to play a game or do something.
Yeah.
Like today, I asked to play a game at... I asked my mom to play a game, and it's called Watch Your Mouth.
Watch Your Mouth? What's that game?
It's the mouth challenge.
Oh, the thing with the...
Yeah.
We pulled up.
I just wanted to try to play. I love that game, and I asked my mom to play it, and she like, okay.
Yeah, so she played. So that's a good example of adults learning from kids, right?
Sometimes she said later.
It's still early, but yeah, we'll play the game. To everybody listening, we will play the game tonight. I promise we'll have more fun. Thank you to my esteemed guests of the show, Ryan Rudisill, Addison Rudisill, Avery, and Emerson Havens. It's been another fun episode of The Human Way. Thank you for checking out. Now, if you like this sort of thing, if you want to hear from the mouth of babes in the future or other people who are in the business world or speaking world, I mean, you tell me. We're ready to have them on. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you all soon. Everybody, on the count of three, let's give them a big The Human Way chant. Ready? 1, 2, 3. The Human Way! Way!